I am your host, Annette Weiser, and in this episode of our local music series, we have the pleasure of talking to two legendary artists, vocalist bassist Victoria Woods and guitarist Josh Hindmarsh, better known as the Hot Tonic Orchestra. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi there.
Tell us a little bit about how you all met and ended up in St. Pete.
Me and Victoria met up in Columbus, Ohio, and we formed the orchestra up there.
Yeah, we formed the orchestra, I would say, about 6 years ago, and then we've been down here in St. Pete. We're coming on 4 years now. So since then, we've grown all of the musicians, grown the whole band. We have now up to a 9-piece orchestra. We just put on a Santana show at the Palladium.
And it was fabulous, absolutely fabulous. I felt like Carlos was in the room.
Yes. That was something we've been working on for about 3 or 4 years now. And we've got that show, we've got a Burt Bacharach show, and we've actually got one coming up that this is probably the first time I've let it out of the hat. It's going to be a Beatles show. So
we're so excited
about that. It's really going to be like, if anyone's seen the All Across the Universe or Across the Universe movie, it's just sort of like a little bit of everything. So,
you know, it's so unique how you put the spin. So I was at the Santana concert.
Okay.
Tell me a little bit about how you make this your own.
Yeah, that's a good question, because we definitely don't want to be a tribute act in any way. You know, we don't want to put on the jackets and all of that. but the thing is that it's really, I think about it, and me and Victoria talk about it, when we think about, well, what does it mean to us, the music, and how does it make us feel? And then we just sort of figure out musically how to make other people feel something as well. So it's a subtle little bit of a subconscious thing. I still don't quite know how I do it or how we do it, but we do do it. I know we do.
And you do, and you know, there's no wonder that Hot Tonic has won the Best of the Bay Award for Best Jazz Ensemble.
Yes.
And I want to just, you've been described as postmodern jukebox meets Amy Winehouse, and the orchestra fuses jazz with Latin rhythms, funk, and soul tied together by original arrangements. Do you just sit down and work? Tell us a little bit about your studio experience and how you go through your creative process, and because you're joined both by love and music.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, that makes it all happen, really, actually.
And,
the process is, first of all, me and Victoria talk about it, find something that we'd like to do. What do we want to do? What do we feel like that we actually, our heart is both in?
Yeah.
Because we can't do anything for money or for, because we think it'll make us popular or anything like that. It has to actually really hit us in the gut.
It's a passion project, in other words. It's really a passion project.
That's exactly right. And then it has to be a passion project. So we sort of like, we think about it, and then it really just involves a whole lot of listening first. I mean, you've got to remember, nothing comes quickly, and it takes a lot of listening. It takes a lot of preparation.
A lot of time, a lot of hours, a lot of rehearsals with the band.
Yeah. Many late nights, sometimes all through the night, me in front of the computer screen figuring out
the arrangements.
Yeah.
So, you know, it is really technology meets art, meets collaboration, meets serendipity.
That's right.
That's exactly right. and the other thing we've got to really thank everybody in St. Pete for, who's come out and supported us this whole time, because we could not have done any of this without the people coming to our shows and enjoying it and showing their enjoyment of all the music that we're creating, because it really is almost like a group effort, I think, not just our group, but the audience and the people who like it and who express that they like this or that or the other. And it's sort of, that really is the guiding hand, is the people are the guiding hand for Hot Tonic.
That's
Now, before we delve into a little bit of your fascinating backgrounds, I just want to mention, you know, you play all over. You're often at the James Museum on a Tuesday. You play Evie's with the Hot Tonic Duo. You play the Gulfport Brewery. You play the Dunedin Smokehouse.
Yeah.
You play the Palladium with the big orchestra. What else is coming up October and November that you want to share with the audience before we do a little backstory stuff?
Oh.
Well, next Friday, we have a really nice show. We're playing at Dunedin Brewery.
No, Dunedin Smokehouse.
Oh, Dunedin Smokehouse.
Yeah,
yeah, with John Balduke on the drums and
maybe Kenny, I think. I'm not sure who's on the horn.
Oh, okay. But that's kind of our next show coming up next week that we're looking forward to.
Yeah.
Are you working on a CD or any new music to publish for this fall or next winter?
Absolutely, yeah. We've been working really hard, so when all the snowbirds come back and when it's busy season, we have fresh music and hopefully we'll have some merchandise and CDs available too.
Fantastic. So, Victoria, let's start with you. I thought this was so fascinating. First of all, you're not just a vocalist, you're a jazz bassist. You were born and raised in Columbus, and you're the daughter of someone quite famous, Dr. John Woods, the director of the Ohio State Marching Band for 28 years.
Yeah.
So what was it like growing up with music? And I think you started bass at age 8?
Yes. It very interesting. There was lots and lots of music in my house. My mom played flute, and my dad played trombone, and of course, I kind of grew up in the band room in Columbus, Ohio. So I was kind of always around it. So it was just something that was very natural. I didn't really have any other real passions, and besides that, it was just part of life.
Right. And who do you listen to? Who are you enjoying and inspires you as you look to musical inspiration for your passion?
Oh, you know, it changes. It changes sometimes weekly. I mean, right now we're getting ready for this Beatles show, and so right now I've just been listening to the Beatles pretty exclusively. To prepare for something like that, you really have to just immerse yourself in that music purely for months.
Do you have a couple of favorite Beatles songs that we can look forward to in the show?
Let It Be.
Yeah, Let It Be. And we have to do Eleanor Rigby, of course.
Of course.
I mean, I can't wait to hear you sing that.
Yeah, oh, it's going to be exciting.
Josh, let's turn to you. You're from Australia or New Zealand?
I'm from down under, New Zealand.
Oh, very good. Well, I'm a big black fan, okay. Rugby fan, right, with all my friends
right.
In San Diego. So I feel like a kindred.
They used to call it, that's great, they used to call the All Blacks because they used to be farmers playing rugby, and they used to wear those black woolen singlets, or what do you call them here?
The tank tops,
the black woolen tank tops. That was their uniform because they were all the farmers.
Oh,
they had some shorts and probably some flip-flops.
Well, I'll tell you, the ones who came over to San Diego distinguished old man's rugby and San Diego State rugby and on back rugby. But moving down to music, I mean, you are regarded in jazz and blues circles as a virtuoso guitar guru.
Wow.
You've been featured with the who's who of the greatest jazz and blues giants, Ronnie Cuber, Ray Hargrove, Joey DeFrancisco. Tell us about your music journey.
Well, I grew up on a very small farm. My dad was one of those people that wore the black tank top, woolen tank top, and I really was the only person in the area that played an instrument. So I had to go to the capital city of Wellington in New Zealand and learn music a little bit there. And over time, just through hours of practice, you progress. And when I came to America, I went to Ohio first, then at New York City, and that's where I got to play with a lot of the greatest of the musicians around.
Tell us a little bit about the New York City experience.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was a long time that I was there. It was 6 or 7 years, and it's definitely not for the faint of heart living in New York City. It's very hard to relax there, but it really does inspire you. And I got to see a lot of people play, and really the biggest thing I think I got from it was that anyone gets from it is if you live in New York, you get on that New York time, which is fast, fast, hyper. You know, it's very upbeat. It's very, you know, they call it the New York Minute. And,
right.
It really puts you into overdrive. So that's one thing that I feel like anyone who's lived in New York, they always have that access to that high gear if they want it. And I can relate to that.
Well, so many of you, Mark Feynman, yourself, I mean, you know, Bradley's and all of the famous jazz clubs, the Zinc. I mean,
yeah.
So many of our jazz people here did what I would call their, cut their teeth in New York and just became the sponges. And you know, for you to have played with who you played with shows your true virtuoso talent.
Yes, yeah, well, definitely. It's definitely the graduate finishing school. They call it the University of Hard Knocks.
And so it is, so it is. What do you think, both of you, of the jazz scene here in St. Pete and in Tampa Bay in general?
Well, you know, when we first came here, we just came, I think like a lot of other people, just on a vacation.
Yeah.
And then going around and going to some of the jazz jams around the city, the jazz scene here is so welcoming and so supportive.
Yeah.
And that's really why we decided to call St. Peter home.
St. Petersburg, yeah. Yeah.
What part of town do you all live in?
St.
What neighborhood?
Gulfport.
Oh, you're Gulfport. Well,
yeah.
Fabulous. All right. Well, let's just get ringy-dingy down to Gulfport.
Yeah.
So what do you love? I know I just interviewed Greg O. Anderson and all of these people. John Frenzy was in the studio yesterday.
Yeah.
Roger Bartlett. I mean, Gulfport is such an artistic musical community. Tell us what you love about Gulfport.
Oh, the community here is just so wonderful. There's so many musicians, so many small businesses, and you know, it's kind of foodie here. So many just different facets of artists.
It's a great synergy between all the different aspects of the artistic community too. Everything seems to just support each other. So we've been very lucky that all the businesses that we've played for have been so supportive. The first place we played was the North End Tap House.
Well, we love the North End Tap House. Right, right.
Tiki, we did an extended stint at the Tiki Bar. We're playing now a lot for Matt and Paige at the wine house and the Gulfport Brewery. So it's been really great, and with so many people, you know, it's a tourist town. So with all the people coming through, it's an ever changing audience during the season. So that's been great too. And when we've played up, we've done a New York festival, New York State, up in Connecticut, and a lot of the snowbirds were up there and came to see us up there. So you know, Gulfport really is on the map in terms of the whole of the U.S., the people coming through.
Oh, absolutely. So, you know, there's a lot of things going on, Clearwater Jazz Holiday. I think that you do, have you performed at some of the CJH events around town? Yes.
Yes.
Multiple times.
And Al Downing, Jazz Association, and so, and then the Suncoast Jazz Festival. Are you, you know, and then you've played other places out of town. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we've toured back to Ohio a few times and played up there at some of the great venues there. And we've, like we said, we played the festival up in Connecticut. We've played down in Australia as well, and New Zealand at some of the festivals there. So, you know, we get around. Can't complain.
Well, and tell people where they can find you. Of course, we want you all, Radio St. Pete listeners. I am talking with the Hot Tonic Couple. That is Victoria Woods, the front woman, jazz bassist and vocalist, and Josh Hindmarsh. He is the dynamic original musical artist. And with them are a number of artists that perform. If you missed the show at the Palladium, I'm sure they're going to get scheduled at the Palladium again. So tell us where people can stay in touch with you. I have facebook.com/hottonicmusic. What about a website?
Yes.
Yeah, so our website is hottonicmusic.com, and that has the full calendar of all of our upcoming shows and events going on.
Absolutely. So in closing, share with our listeners something I haven't asked you that you want to share with them.
Oh, well, let me see. Well, that's a we're looking forward to doing this Beatles show, and we're also playing a lot with Kenny Anderson and James Suggs is scheduled to do some stuff with us. So a lot of these great collaborations are going to be happening soon that you haven't seen, and some people that we're not going to mention yet.
Oh, well, listen, you've heard it first on Radio St. Pete. What about you, Victoria?
Well, we have on every other Tuesday, we have a community event. We have a jazz jam. So if any musicians are listening, come out to our jazz jam on Tuesdays in Gulfport at the brewery.
Well, you know, I did not know that. And people, you heard it here. It has just been a delight to talk with you. And we thank you so much for taking some time to show us how cool Hot Tonic is.